Yeah, roger that. Well, you did kind of catch me at a weird time. I probably could say a lot more if my head was cleared up. I'm just trying to go with what's going through my head right now. You know, back in the days, the old two strokes, they would start up on gasoline at 6-7 years old. They would start up and run. But and the four-stroke engines too. But today, even if the gas is even a year old on some of them, they won't run. I don't know. It's just finicky. Another thing, man, stay away from the ethanol. I tell everybody that. Stay away from ethanol. Don't be using ethanol in them things, man. You put them away in storage, and then they don't start when you take them out. You pull the carburetor apart, and the carburetor's nothing but melted up on the inside. Don't use ethanol. But, I like the four-stroke weed whackers, too. I like them better than the two-stroke. Easier to start. Well, it doesn't matter. They both equally start as easy. Just the four-stroke, you know, it's quieter, and, you know, it does the job. And takes less gas. It runs, actually uses a little bit less gas than the two-stroke, you know. But, all right, very good. Oh, and I was going to tell you, the Predator engines are so good. And I'm not selling Predators, but, you know, the Predator engine's so cool. They got these big V-twins out and stuff. And there's companies that make hop-up parts for them. Hemi pistons, Hemi heads. Buy a Predator, man, and you can buy these aftermarket hop-up parts for them, man. And people are doing it, man. And maybe they could pulling some serious horsepower out of them. These Predator V-twins, I forgot what CCs they are, but they're big. They're like 16 horse or 20 horse. And they also make hop-up parts for the 5-horse, you know, and everything. Hemi pistons, Hemi cylinder head, cams, stuff you can buy, man, and modify the hell out of these, and they take it. They put them on carts and stuff, and they beat the living hell out of them, wide open throttle over the governor and everything, and they take it. So that tells you something about them. But, all right, very good. I know I'm getting long-winded here. I got to try to get myself together. So, yeah, it was good talking to you. And anytime you want to yip-bitty-yap, just give me a holler if I'm out here. And once my head clears up and everything, we could talk about this a little more and get things straightened out. So, but anyway, Tim, you have yourself a good morning. Get yourself some breakfast and coffee. What the hell happened here? Well, this radio's starting to malfunction on me. But anyway, I'll talk to you later, my friend. Good morning to you. WSFZ 793, and I'm listening.